It is now my privilege to introduce Chris Feinauer, president of the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Feinauer will welcome these graduates into membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. Brother Feinauer, please.
I'm honored to represent the Brigham Young University Alumni Association in these commencement exercises and hope the opportunity you have had to attend BYU fills your heart with gratitude. This university embodies sacred strength as part of the Lord's work. Peter Ruda, a native of the Czech Republic who graduated last December with a degree in nursing, said, "BYU makes me happy. It connects me to Heavenly Father, even by just walking on campus. This place significantly changed me, and I'm grateful to those who made it possible for me to come." I trust we all feel the same kind of gratitude for our BYU experience. Our family has a tradition relating to sporting events. When we attend, we stay until the clock is at 00:00. No matter how bleak the end might appear, or how miserable the weather, we wait until the clock is at 00:00, even when others are exiting the sports arena. Staying until 00:00 has often yielded a victory for both fans and players. Consider these defining events in the history of BYU sports. Remember the 13-second football miracle when quarterback John Beck passed to tight end Johnny Harleen at the University of Utah in 2006 to win 33-31? And the 2007 Las Vegas Bowl, with 3 seconds left in the game and BYU leading 17-16, UCLA kicker Kai Forbath lined up for a 28-yard chip shot field goal. BYU freshman defensive lineman Ethan Manu Malayuna blocked the kick to give BYU the 17-16 victory. Or last March at the NCAA basketball tournament, led by Jimmer Fredette's 37 points, number 7 seed BYU held off number 10 seed Florida in double overtime to defeat the Gators 99-92 and give the Cougars their first tournament victory in 17 years. The players did not give up, and we did not give up on them. Staying or perhaps enduring to the end enriched the experience for both fans and players. Just like waiting until the 00:00, you've prepared for the proper educational plays, emerged victorious, and have received your hard-earned degree. We applaud you, and no one gave up on you. Professors, family, friends, and unknown benefactors trusted in you and have high expectations for the rest of your life. We are confident you will live a Christ-centered life, serve in the church and in your community, be a good parent and supportive spouse, use the fruits of your BYU experience to build the kingdom of God on the earth, remain virtuous, be strong in your gospel testimony, work hard, pursue learning throughout your life, and stay connected for good to BYU. There is something else. Remember how excited you were when you opened your acceptance letter. Qualification for this university requires exceptional academic performance and moral excellence. To participate in the experiences that touch the social, spiritual, and intellectual pieces of your life was a profound blessing. Our sponsoring organization, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, has made a tremendous investment in you. You have received a loan from the church in subsidizing your education in the form of low tuition relative to the value of your education. Many generous benefactors have supplemented the cost of your education. You are indeed fortunate, and we anticipate that as you prosper, you will follow this vital tradition of giving back to your alma mater. Chris Giovarelli, the 2006 BYU Student Body President and 2008 Student Alumni Association President, once shared these thoughts. As we reflect on our BYU experiences and see how far the university has come, basking in the light of national ranking and acclaim, let us remember that the work is not done. Our founders sacrificed time, talent, and treasure to build the foundation of this university. And through similar small and simple offerings, we can continue that work today. My hope is that you will replenish BYU. Commit to advancing the educations of future students. Nourish the university with your resources, which can be through service or financial support for the outstanding programs and disciplines developed at BYU. Many of us wear a CTR ring that reminds us to choose the right. May I suggest another meaning for that acronym? Choose to replenish. When you look at your CTR ring, consider BYU as a unique and sacred place. Choose to replenish the university so your children and grandchildren will also enjoy the benefits of BYU. As its president, I hereby confer on each of you lifetime membership in the Brigham Young University Alumni Association. We offer our congratulations and welcome you into this great association of more than 378,000. You'll have many opportunities to join your fellow alumni in meaningful activities associated with the university. We're proud of you. Your efforts to persist through the 00 will reward you abundantly throughout your life. May the spirit of the Y live in you as you embark on your journey of lifelong learning and service. May your Christ-like influence be felt wherever you may be found throughout the world. I humbly pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.